Welcome to the after show. It's Tony, Christy, and Nikki on Warm 101.3, and you're hearing this on warm1013.com. Share it with all your friends, real and imagined.
Oh, no. We're talking about imaginary friends again.
Why not? That's all I have right now.
Shut up. So, oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, you're talking to your imaginary friend. Okay. It's funny. When my daughter was a little girl, she had an imaginary friend. Her name was Missy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And my wife doesn't remember this for some strange reason. But, yeah, Leslie had a friend called Missy.
Missy.
Yeah.
So, and your wife doesn't remember her imaginary friend
had? Yeah, yeah, I know.
That's strange.
Maybe when she was like 3-4 years old or so, you know?
Maybe she was your imaginary friend.
I remember one of the funniest, when I knew my daughter was a little different, we always said Leslie moves to a beat of a different drummer. When she was a little girl, she had all of her dolls lined up. We were down in the basement. She had all of her dolls lined up. And they were not just like Barbie dolls, but all different types of dolls and playthings and G.I. Joes and everything. And I said, oh, are your dolls sleeping? She said, no, they're dead.
Oh, that's terrible. How old was she?
She was about 3 or 4.
Oh, yikes.
No, they're dead.
They're dead.
Okay, that's it. Thank you very much. We knew we had to do something.
Okay. You want to buy some new toys? Oh, my goodness. Yikes.
So we've all just gone through COVID. And none of us got it, right? Nick, you didn't get it, did you?
No.
All right. Mm-hmm. None of us got it. My mom, who was 100 at the time, got it. And she's good. She's doing okay. But now, a cat in Colorado has tested positive for, are you ready? The plague.
No.
Yeah.
A cat?
Yeah, and a bunny.
No.
Yeah.
Did the cat get it from the bunny?
I don't know.
I think the cat can get it from the bunny.
How is the plague still in existence?
I don't know.
It's been in Denver for, I think, 80 years now.
Really? Yeah,
there's a case like every year.
Well,
yeah,
the plague.
I was looking at this.
Yeah, it's transmitted by fleas.
Ew. Yep.
So that's, So this cat and a bunny have got the plague.
That poor cat.
How weird is it?
It's horrible. Are they still alive?
That's a good question, Nikki. I don't know.
Goodness.
My feeling is if it is, it shouldn't be. I mean, sorry, but
right,
we don't
sorry, want, you're going to have to put you down.
But that's just weird. Another reason to stay away from cats, just in case you're wondering. I promised you I'd talk about researchers discovered a way to turn plastic waste into vanilla flavoring.
Yeah.
This happened in Scotland. And here's the thing. They did it. Okay? They transformed this plastic somehow into vanillin. There's the correct term.
Vanillin.
Okay. Now, they don't know if it's safe for human consumption.
Yeah, I'm going to go with no. I don't even think you need FDA to say no.
Right.
I think we just say no.
Your body can digest plastic.
But here's the thing. Why would they even care? Why would they even do this? What's the purpose for doing this? There has to be a reason.
They're trying to make it work.
Do something with the plastic?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sure.
I don't know.
Make this plastic valuable.
Yeah. Not for me.
Put it in your food. No.
No.
You're not supposed to be eating the plastic.
So you guys know I was talking about the road sign out in Chilai.
Yes.
It's been saying all things like Martian invasion. Road shut down for Bigfoot sightings, and of course, zombie apocalypse
is near. Yes.
So, cable TV came out with the top best 10 states for surviving the zombie apocalypse. Okay. Any guesses on where you would want to go?
Let me think. I'm gonna go with New Jersey.
No, Tony.
Yeah.
Christy.
Michigan.
Mm-mm. No, you didn't make it. But North Dakota came in number one.
Okay, because nobody lives there.
Exactly. The population density. And it also comes down to farming, like how much farming you can do. And New York, one of the worst.
Worst.
We came in at 46.
Well, how about if you get rid of New York City, just do the up, you know.
And then upstate. We probably have a better chance.
I'm sure we
would.
Do.
We'd probably be number one.
I mean, who does these studies?
And why do they do that? That's the other question.
I get it at the newsroom. Oh, guys, we now have the top states for surviving a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Like, why is this coming in my email?
Right? I got a text yesterday from Nate in the middle of the day. It must have been around lunchtime. He packs his lunch every day. I think I told you about this. And then for the first time last week, he got the lunch because it was... his friend said, no, you check the lunch out every day, and if you don't want anything, then you go eat your lunch. But you got to check out what they have for lunch. And it's like, who knew this? Who knew this idea existed, right? So he got chicken tenders last week. And so now he goes with this other kid every day.
So school's over, he's finally getting lunch.
He finally gets a lunch. I had $40 on his account since he was in kindergarten. Okay, $40. It whittled down to probably 10, but he goes, you know, it's also free. For some reason, with the COVID, it's free. So then yesterday I get a text saying, I got the cheeseburger. It's actually not bad.
Wow.
So then I talked to him. I said the cheeseburger wasn't bad because, yeah, and they had fries. And I ate that. I go, what about your sandwich? He goes, ate that too.
Ate that too, yeah, of course.
I go, what about all your food? He goes, it's all gone.
So now he's going to bring a lunch and buy a lunch.
And then he said last night, my shins are hurting. I'm like, gee, probably because you're growing again.
Yeah.
You're starving. You're eating two lunches. You eat a snack when you get home, which is basically a pre-dinner.
Yeah.
And then a dinner.
No, my son was the same way. He would eat dinner, then eat dinner. I mean, I would be cleaning up the table. He'd be opening the refrigerator. Anna, you just ate. I know, but I'm still hungry.
Yep. Five minutes later, he's looking for more food.
And now he still does it because he says he eats about 3,000 or 4,000 calories a day because he's vegan, so it's the vegetables. Because that's the thing. I eat a lot of vegetables. They go over. I'm hungry after a half hour. My wife made a beautiful dinner last night with zucchini and all sorts of vegetables.
And you're starving.
I'm starving. I ate a ton.
It doesn't stick to your bones. Isn't that what they say?
Right, it doesn't stick. It's good. It's real good.
It sticks to your bones.
Yeah.
But I remember senior year, I was doing so many sports and extracurricular activities. I would eat more than my father at dinner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Craziness.
That is crazy. So it was just good to see he's finally, you know, dipping into that free lunch shift.
I know.
There's like a week left of school.
I know.
like 5 days.
I know. Won't even be. I know. 5 days. Really? That's right. I forget that my kids are
gone. Oh, it gets better. So not only that. Friday's a half day.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, they already get out at like 1:50.
Yeah,
so how half day do you have it? Monday's a half day.
Well, they're just doing it because you got to be in school for a certain time to get state funding.
Oh.
Okay, so that's why they do
it. Okay, well, the last day is Tuesday at 10:30.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. And they're like, no lunch this day.
And
well,
then,
yeah, you don't have time.
And then, so then what? He's home all
then
day?
Then he's done. No, yeah. He's in kids camp.
Oh, okay.
He's going to start a kids camp the following week.
Man.
Because he wants to. And they're doing it again.
I know, and that's great. So now, Nikki, do your stepkids go to camp?
Yes. Yes, they got camp. But they won't do it like every day. You know, they have like church camp for a week and things like that.
Okay.
But it's crazy. They were telling me, too, like every day the little one's going on field trips. But he's learning so much. I tell you, at this age, 10 years old, he's a sponge.
Yeah.
He can repeat all the facts he learned.
I know, that's amazing.
And he always has a story when I come home, which I love.
Well, that's awesome.
But yeah, they're like, okay, so Wednesday's a half day. Thursday's a half day. Friday, we don't have school. And Monday's the last day. Half day.
I mean, that's so funny. School is over, man.
School's over.
It's done.
So summertime. I'm excited. I love, because I don't know if they're going to have it this year, but on Canisius Lake, there's Camp Stella Maris, and it was closed last year because of the pandemic. So I don't know what's going on this year, but I used to love, because we used to live about 5 houses down from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to love hearing the laughs from the kids.
The kids,
you can
yes.
hear them all. And then when they have little sailboats they go out on, and all these little sailboats on the lake. I feel like I live in a movie down there, you know? And I hope that they do have the camp, but I don't know what's going on, but I'll let you know. So, but yeah, things will be starting to get back to normal. Christy and I are still a little worried. I got to be honest, Nick.
Yeah.
About what?
Well, you know, opening up, and now they got the Delta variant, and I know that the you know, everybody's, you know, we're at 70%.
Well, we need to get the kids.
Yeah.
We need to get the kids vaccinated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you put in 12 plus, you know, keep in mind our number is for adults.
Adults.
Kids, we are not at that level yet.
Yeah.
And different counties. Like, in fact, I'm going over those numbers today for a fact check report. You know, certain counties aren't at 70%.
Yeah.
Livingston being one of them, Tony.
I know. Well, it is what it is.
Yeah. So, you know, keep in mind, some of us are not at 70%.
Yeah. I mean, I still wear my masks when I go into the grocery stores and all that stuff in Livingston County.
Well, I decided I'm going to be wearing the mask on the plane the rest of my life.
Oh, definitely on the airplane.
When I traveled during the pandemic, the only time I didn't get sick. Every time I come back from an especially overseas trip, I always get a sore throat or something.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing it's from the plane. But wearing that N95, I was like, I am sickness free. Okay.
No, and I think this flu season this year, I think a mask is a good thing to.
Yeah. Because
nobody got the flu last year.
Right.
Right.
Amazing.
Well, masks started coming off. I got whatever cold was going around a month. Mm-hmm. Was it a month or two ago?
Yeah.
I was out for a week.
I know,
with a cold.
My brother has been sick for 12 days.
It, okay. I mean, when think you're like, it can't be. No, it is bad.
Bad, bad, bad. So, yeah, be careful. But, yeah, I'm still a little cautious. I'm afraid because everybody's excited. I mean, you see everybody celebrating, and I like that. But I'm still a little scared about it.
Yeah,
so.
Just be smart.
Yeah, yeah.
And keep washing your hands.
Washing your hands.
That's right. Not a problem for me.
No, her skin's coming off.
They're dried off.
One area in life where Christy does what she's told.
That's right.
That's it.
And in fact, Nate, right, he'll go play basketball. He'll do all these things. We get back. I'll see him grab something to eat, and I go,
wash your hands.
Why don't you touch nothing till you wash those hands?
Wash your hands, boy.
And then if I'm not in the room and he does it, I'll walk in and go, what are you doing? Like, it's like a big deal. And Jake's like, it's fine. I'm like, no, it's not. He touched a million baseballs that other kids touch and basketballs. Yeah. No. Yeah. I go, stop eating. Go wash your hands.
That's right. You tell him, Christy.
I know. It's good advice. I mean, it is what it is. All right. All right. That's a wrap. Warm101.3.com, our podcast. Spread it around with your friends. If you just like to make some new friends, you know, that type of thing. And, you know, we just had a little fun here. So we'll see you tomorrow on the radio. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.